hope you didn't need to be anywhere since we just talked for 40 minutes.
Yep, that was a great conversation, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I had to open up my drink before the episode because...
And I'm halfway done with my water.
I was just getting parched there. So, well, welcome to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. My name is Chris.
My name is Sean.
And we're hoping you're having a great day today.
Okay, yeah.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
I'm joking.
Just kidding.
Oh, here.
Creepy. Creepy. Creepy.
I love it.
Well,
I can't even read my writing that I have on some of these buttons.
Oh, you wrote them?
I wrote on them because you would think that they would give us a little sticker.
Yeah.
To stick on it so I can write on it, right?
Yeah.
No, so I wrote on the button. But I didn't write. I wrote with a regular pen.
Yeah.
So obviously, touching it makes it go away. So like,
what about I'm drawing a blank. The little sticky printout things.
I think I'm gonna have to do
label that. Maker.
I think. Oh.
See, that's why I'm here.
Oh, where I know I have a button for that.
Poop could be ninja.
Oh no, that's the one.
That's good.
This one. No.
That'll work. Well, gun style.
We're going to have to use that button more often, I think.
Okay, I like it.
So I have no idea what we're doing today.
Yeah, you don't.
You sent me nothing.
Nothing. I'm not going to.
And I'm mad at you. No, I'm joking.
I am not going to send it to you.
Does that mean I get to kick back and do nothing?
Yes.
Yes. It's been a while since
so, I did this. We're bringing it back today. We're playing a game.
Yes, I love games.
And it is called This or That.
Oh.
We haven't done this in a while. I have 35 items.
Holy shit.
Now, there's probably going to be some banter back and forth with, why would you choose that?
Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to adjust since I don't have to sit as straight up.
No, you're good. So we'll just go ahead and jump right into it. There's no rhyme or reason for the order.
Okay.
But we've got 35 items that I'm going to ask you. Would you choose this or that?
Okay.
Number one, eating at a restaurant or cooking at home?
God, I feel like that's like more where, like, where's my mind? How's my day been?
Mm-hmm.
Where's my mind at for that?
Yep.
Because I personally feel like a home-cooked meal is better than a restaurant meal.
I would agree. Say
95% of the time.
But there are those times. I'd say I get into a mood like this every month and a half or so. And I'm like, I don't want to cook. Yep. I don't want to do dishes. Where can we go with a family of five?
I usually do it about every 2 weeks, to be honest with you.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I go, I don't want to cook. I know you don't want to cook. I'm just going to pick something up.
Yep.
And I'm a fat kid and I love Taco Bell. So that
tends to, man.
And you said a restaurant and I'm like, the Taco Bell boxes are incredible.
Oh my God.
They're probably the best value in fast food right now.
Really?
That and In-N-Out, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, obviously.
I had In-N-Out Thursday night. For dinner,
I had In-N-Out Friday for lunch.
Yeah, I worked late, so we were out and about.
What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to get it so it's closer because I feel like I'm not very clear. No, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, don't move. But I'm not moving at all.
Okay.
So if I need to hit a button, I'm going to have to blindly look and just go.
Hope for the best.
Oh.
Okay. So what's your answer?
Home cooked meal.
I'm gonna go home cooked meal as well. Number two, Netflix or YouTube?
YouTube, 100%.
You know, I tried the other night, and I'm gonna try again tonight. What is that noise?
It sounds like
leaf blower.
Leaf blower, lawnmower.
Yeah. I tried the other night to go down the Netflix rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I ended up on my phone on YouTube.
I don't think they have that good of stuff anymore on that.
I just, I don't know. I don't have a lot of shows that I like to watch.
Yeah.
And I watch reruns of the small handful of shows that I do watch.
Well, and I have YouTube Premium. So,
yeah.
I don't know. YouTube, I feel like there's more there that I can watch.
Well, it's endless.
And I can watch movies on there, too. Yeah. So, if I want a movie, I can watch it. And I use the TV. I have the YouTube app on both downstairs and upstairs.
Yeah.
And so I don't even need my phone.
Yeah.
I literally can just watch videos. I mean, when you came over, mm-hmm. I was watching Sea Boys.
Yep, watching YouTube.
Yeah.
All right, number three, calls or texts?
For me, it's texts.
I'm a caller.
I know you are.
I just want the answer now.
And see, how I look at it is, if it's an emergency call,
mm-hmm.
text messages to me are just because we're all so busy and all that.
Yeah.
When you get a chance, you can message back, right? Yeah. So, not that it's hard because I do like the personal touches with things.
Yeah.
I like talking with people. I like that kind of stuff. But for some reason, when it comes to phone calls or text messages,
yep.
just text me. Unless it's an emergency
yeah.
or something super important that we need to discuss now.
Yeah.
Or we're just catching up.
Yeah.
I mean, I have buddies that live, you know, Colorado, Texas, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Ohio, that I would call and talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's more catching up.
Yeah.
I don't know, for like you and Beely and yeah. unless it's an emergency, just message.
Yeah.
I know that's
yep, really, I'll continue to call.
I know it sounds horrible, but or the other side too is if you're in the car, I will call.
Okay.
That's the only time that I will not text. Right, I do
but,
not text.
But you prefer the text.
I do prefer the text.
Okay.
Number that is the millennial in me.
That for sure is. Number four, shower or bathtub?
Shower. I don't fit in bathtubs.
That's a valid statement.
I mean, if
you had a tub big enough,
dude, my water bill would be insane.
That's true. That's true. I I actually prefer the tub.
I can see. I understand why.
Yeah.
The problem with the tub is it takes longer.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to fill up the water. Mm-hmm. You got to do all this.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to just sit in it.
Yeah.
And then get out within 2 minutes.
True.
I legitimately can get in and out of the shower within a minute if I really wanted to.
Yeah.
It's all about time, man.
Yeah. And well, so that's the thing. I never have time. So it's shower. Yeah. But I prefer the tub.
Yeah. I mean, if I could be in the tub like the kids and play with stuff
yeah.
and all that, I'd be in the tub. Because yep. they don't understand what time is.
This is true.
I'm looking at the time going, fuck, I want you to go to bed so yep. I can relax.
Yep.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. All right. Nice car or nice home interiors?
Man. I'm going to go nice home interior, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I drive a truck. I treat it like a truck.
Yep, same.
You go look at it right now and go look in the back seat, guaranteed. Actually, no. Back seat got vacuumed last week, so not by me. But I don't know. My wife has to remind me to wash my car, and I go, no.
Yeah, I don't wash my truck. I keep the inside tidy, vacuumed.
I keep where I sit nice.
Mm.
The front seat's probably the best. The back seat, I care less. There's not shit everywhere. Like, we could go in there right now, and if we took the car seats out,
yeah,
probably some crumbs underneath the car seat.
Yep.
From something.
Yep.
I can throw it in the back of the bed, and then you could sit it, like, dust it off, and you'd be fine. It's not like it's cluttered, but I have baby bag. I have a couple bags just ready to go.
So, I cleaned out the wife's car the other day, and I found a Ziploc bag with what I think was a turkey sandwich.
Oh, see, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's gross. Like,
for me, I see your point on that one. My wife does the same thing where she'll leave food items. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I don't leave in there.
Yeah.
If it's a food item, if it's a drink and all that, I'm not leaving that in the cup holder. I take it out and I throw it away.
Yeah.
The food items drive me nuts because that's how you get ants.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's gross. How you get ants. Where's that clip? I need to find a clip of that now.
What clip?
Oh, don't worry.
Okay. Cardio or weights?
Weights.
Garlic powder. That we're going to hit.
Garlic powder?
Mm-hmm. YouTube.
Soy sauce. And next we hit it with some Worcestershire.
Oh, that's the guy from Reno.
Yes. Correct.
I like him.
Yeah.
I would like that job.
Oh, yeah.
Cooking at a sorority house?
So have you heard his backstory?
No.
He was a chef for like 30 years in Reno, mm-hmm. multiple restaurants, that kind of stuff, and then COVID hit.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? I'm just going to retire. And then he's like, man, I just love cooking. And he literally cooks for a sorority in Reno.
Yeah. That's so funny. This one's a toss-up. I think I have my decision made, but I'm not sure. I may be able to be pushed one way or the other. Protein drink or protein bar?
Protein, ooh. That's a tough one.
I think I'm going to go protein shake because every protein bar I've had, you've got to have a gallon of water right next to you because they're dry and, I mean, I know they're meant to be a certain way, but
the one bars are really good.
Mm-hmm,
like, I like the one bars. I would say protein drink just because it's easier. You can get the protein down quicker and they usually have more protein.
Okay.
There's some protein bars that have, you know, 30 milligrams or 30 grams of protein.
Yeah.
But not as many. There's more drinks out there than that do.
Okay.
Back to that's how you get ants.
Yeah.
Do you see that sign?
Do you see that sign?
Well,
that's why. So we don't get ants. My own ass right now, but.
Knocked over donuts.
Oh, is that what you want?
Yep.
Because that's how you get ants.
What is this from?
And why are there donuts everywhere?
Lana did that.
Do you want ants? Because that's how you get ants.
That's good.
Yeah, Archer.
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 God, I haven't watched that in forever.
Yeah.
I thought of this one because my kid, but I don't do either. Mobile games or console games?
Well, I don't have any games on my phone, so I guess I would go console games.
Console, okay.
Let me guess. He said mobile.
He said console.
Wow, that's a shocker, actually.
Yeah, he said console.
Better graphics.
Yeah. Number 9. Would you prefer to go to the ocean or the mountains?
Mountains.
Yep, same. I don't like sand.
It's not even the sand. It's
for me. It's the sand.
I like it colder.
Ooh.
Yeah. Typically, the mountains are colder.
Yeah,
because that one goes into lakes or oceans.
Mm.
That kind of leads into it, right?
Yeah.
And I prefer lakes over the ocean.
True.
So,
well said. Number 10. Telepathing or teleporting? This one I grabbed offline.
So having telepathic skills or teleporting skills?
Correct.
Teleporting, 100%. Same. If I could go, hey, I want to be in Hawaii, click, done.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I really want a croissant right now.
Mm-hmm.
What has the best croissants? Oh.
Labu.
Well, I was thinking Paris, France.
Oh, but, or Paris, France.
Yeah. Click and you're there in Paris, or you know what? I really want a sausage roll right now. I want a Greg sausage roll. and I could be in England right now. Yep. Done.
I don't know what that is. Oh. Is it sausage in a
puff pastry? Puff pastry and sausage. That's all it is.
So, what's that donut place in Rockland?
Donuts and Cinnamon?
Yeah.
Or Cinnamon and Donuts, one of the
Cinnamon
two.
Donuts, I think. Yeah. They have a really good sausage croissant.
Okay.
So I would assume it's
probably similar to that.
Similar yeah. in concept, at yep. least.
Okay. Now that you say that, now I really want to go. Because a sausage roll isn't like an actual link sausage. Okay. It's the actual sausage meat.
Oh.
In, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They're very good. Very, very good.
Would you rather go on a cruise?
Like cruises.
Or a romantic retreat?
Cruise.
I'm going to retreat. I've been on two cruises. One on my honeymoon and one with you.
For my bachelor party.
And I almost died.
Well, you did definitely almost die on.
Oh, my God.
This story has been said.
Oh, never buy the drink pass.
No, that's what you need to do. I mean, I can't partake anymore, which sucks ass.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah.
So you're going cruise?
Cruise.
Okay. Classic art or modern art?
Classic.
I don't care for modern art, and...
With that said, though, I want to be a modern artist, though.
Oh.
Because if I can put a piece of canvas up
yeah,
and take paint and go like this and say that's art.
Yeah, it's true.
And make millions of dollars, sign me up. Sorry for interrupting.
Classic. No. So I'll bring up the art piece. So my tattoo artist, he has always been a water art
kind of guy. Yeah.
And I'm going to completely butcher this because I don't know all the details. There is a art studio in, I believe, San Francisco that it's like $30 a month to be a member.
Okay.
And you can go pick a piece of art, bring it home, and have it up on the wall for 3 weeks or 3 years. And then if you like it, you can buy it.
Yep.
Or you can bring it back and pick another piece.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, when he was telling me that, he actually had a few pieces that he put up, and yeah. people have, I guess it's kind of a rental. You can take these pieces home.
Interesting.
And he had his first piece taken home.
Nice.
Yeah.
I do, talking about tattoos, though, mm-hmm. I do like the look of those new tattoos that look like they're stitched. I think those look cool.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, like your
looks you like have a patch
on your yep. on your skin. I think that looks really cool.
Hmm. Interesting.
I don't know if that's modern or not, but, I mean, tattoo world it is.
Well, yeah, definitely. Let's see here. Number 13. Now you can pronounce this different ways. Audi.
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 Or BMW.
Audi. 100%.
I'm going BMW. In particular, the late 90s, mid 90s BMW 7 Series when they were more of a square.
Yeah.
Oh. I want one.
I don't like BMW drivers. They're the same as Mercedes drivers to me.
Explain.
They're dicks.
Okay.
They think that they rule the world.
It's true.
And I'm sorry that your 1 or 3 series, not an M3, but your 328i,
yeah.
you think that you're better than everyone else.
Yeah. Or the Mercedes C.
Yes, yeah. Oh, you're driving a C-Class. Oh, really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're literally, those cars were made for people to just advertise for Mercedes and BMW.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a 5 Series, or if you have an M3, or you have, because the 3 Series is a very good driving machine.
Yeah.
7 Series are fantastic sedans.
Yep.
X5 is a great car.
Yeah.
They do make a lot of good models. But the attitude that comes with people that drive those particular cars are different. I put Mercedes and BMW drivers in the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put Audi and Lexus drivers in the same. They're a little bit more humble. It's a nicer vehicle, but it doesn't stand out as much.
That's very true.
The other two stand out like very much so. Get me wrong. If you said like a Mercedes G-Wagon, I would drive a G-Wagon in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But if you're picking an overall brand, I would pick Audi over BMW.
Okay. Money no object. Okay. Ford or Ram?
Ford.
In particular?
I can have anything I want.
Mm-hmm.
F-550 mm-hmm. King Ranch.
Mm-hmm. I knew you'd pick that.
It's the King Ranch. I'm sorry.
I'm going to go the same.
The King Ranch to me is, don't get me wrong, the Ram, the Cummins motor is a superior motor to the Power Stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Their transmissions are fucking garbage.
Yeah.
The Ford is not the best in the motor mm-hmm. and is not best in the transmission, even though the brand new diesel in the F-250s and F-350s has 1,200 pound-feet of torque.
Wow.
That's impressive. Pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
They're not the best in both. GMC, I hate to say it, has the best transmission, but their motor is garbage.
Yeah.
If you could put the Allison transmission with the Cummins motor and put it in a Ford, a King Ranch Ford,
yeah,
you had the best truck ever made.
Ooh.
If I won the lotto, that's maybe what I would do.
All right. You have to repeat this one.
Oh, God.
Number 15. Milk or juice?
Milk or juice.
What was it?
Milk or juice.
You said it correctly. That's good.
Milk for you.
I'm gonna go juice because I'm lactose intolerant.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
but can you have juice too? You can't have fruit.
Well, all the juices, I don't buy like the from concentrate stuff, so it's all preservatives and
fake juice.
Yeah, fake juice.
Okay.
Mansion or cabin?
Cabin.
Same.
Like actually like a wood, log wood cabin?
Yeah.
100%.
Yep. This one's number 17. This one's tough.
Barndominium, did you say?
I would do a barndominium. In particular, the white and black one in Placer County that sits on 193.
Yeah.
Off to the right when you're heading towards Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You ready? Number 17. Jack's Urban Eats or Garden of Eden?
Garden of Eden. Their Caesar dressing is amazing.
That's a true statement. So my hold up here is the buffalo chicken sandwich from Jack's.
Never had it.
Oh. Oh, man.
I'm not a big buffalo chicken fan, though. That's
true.
Why? Okay.
All right.
I think Garden of Eden is really good, but they're super overpriced.
Yeah, I went a few weeks ago. I met up with my old boss, and I got a sandwich and chips and a water.
And at
Garden of Eden.
$25.
$22.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Their prices just have gone up.
It was an amazing sandwich, but not for $22.
No, especially when you can go to a sit-down restaurant and have the same thing.
Correct. Yeah, I was blown away.
Yeah.
Large crowds or a small party?
Small party.
Small party.
I hate large crowds.
Same.
I try to avoid them at all costs.
Winter or summer?
Winter.
Yeah, I... This one's tough.
This is Okay. Maybe let me take it back. Are we talking about winter in Montana versus summer in Arizona? Or are we talking about like winter in LA?
Yeah.
Versus summer, or I guess maybe winter in Montana versus winter in LA versus summer in Arizona compared to summer in
San Diego.
San Diego, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it all depends on location at that point.
That's true.
And where we live in Placer County,
yep.
Winter all day long.
Same.
Once you start getting 100-degree weathers,
yep.
Honestly, once it starts getting to, like, 75,
yep.
I'm already sweating.
Yeah, same. Same. I prefer winter.
My ideal temperature is 68. 68 is my ideal temperature. Yep. I will wear shorts
yep.
in 68. Yep. I can wear jeans on 68 yep. and be perfectly fine.
It's very true. Number 20, card games or board games?
Board games.
I'm going card games. I prefer the card.
Monopoly.
I love Monopoly, though. Mm-hmm. Such a good game.
Catan, have you ever played that? It's a board game.
I feel like I have.
Very fun. There is another game, it's a Marvel game that we play. That's a board game that is really fun too.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll have to play it.
I don't know if you can consider this a board game, but Mancala.
Yeah, I would consider that a board game.
I like Mancala.
Yeah. So are you gonna change them to board games over card games?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm sticking card games. In a previous life for Christopher, beer or wine?
Beer.
I'm going wine.
Beer all the way. Coors Light.
Do you prefer your wife with makeup or without?
Without.
Same. I don't like all the war paint. It's too much.
And my wife doesn't put much makeup on when she does, but I'd prefer without.
Yeah, same.
I shouldn't say what I actually prefer with her, but I guess I'd probably get really in trouble on that one. But
yeah, exactly.
Without.
let's say you're having a bad day. Long drive or long walk?
Long drive.
I'm long walk.
No, if I'm having a bad day, long drive, and in parts of that drive, it might be hitting 100 plus miles an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. A little bit more of a thrill
there. Okay.
If I could have any, all the money in the world and have the toys that I would want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drive.
Okay.
A motor is always better, I feel like.
Number 24, camping. Or binge watching shows at home.
Real camping.
You can say glamping. Hey, it's your type of camping now too, jerk. You have a trailer too.
I don't own a trailer.
So glamping.
I don't own a trailer. Got you there.
You do.
Camping, 100%.
Same camping. That goes back to the Netflix YouTube thing. Like, I just can't.
The problem with camping, though, or at least in my opinion, or glamping in our cases, it's the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, as much as I enjoy it more, by the time you're done with your week and then you have to hook up the trailer, drive mm-hmm. somewhere, unhook it, get it set up, it'd be legit if you had a place 20 minutes from here that the trailer just stayed set up that you mm-hmm. can just drive to and then just spend the rest of the, or like spend the weekend there.
Yeah.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Okay.
That, to me, I think would be legit.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Preferably on a lake.
Mm-hmm.
That just like
a you know what front. We should do this summer? And I believe it's a thing. Can you camp with a trailer at Folsom?
Yes, you can.
We should do that.
It's hotter than shit. That's
the problem. Maybe before summer hits.
I believe you can do it at Campfire West, too.
Yeah. I haven't been out there since high school.
Yeah.
Swimming or sunbathing?
swimming.
Same.
I've never got sunbathing. I hate sitting in the sun.
Yeah.
Like, if you literally see me if we're going to go to, you know, the lake or go to the beach, and I'm sitting outside of it, I will have an umbrella above me.
Yep.
Or sit underneath some kind of cover. It's hilarious because my mother-in-law and I are exactly the same. So my father-in-law loves going and sitting out in, mm-hmm. You know, the sun and that kind of stuff. And her and I literally, we wrench down the pop-up or wrench down the umbrellas, and we're just sitting side by side next to each other.
Yep. Yeah, I don't like sitting in the sun.
That's what we do, and both of us just look at each other, and, you know, everyone else is laying out in the sun, and we just look at each other like, that looks miserable.
It does. Hot or cold, doesn't matter. Coffee or tea?
Coffee. I wouldn't even let you finish that one. Okay. Coffee, water. Right. I could drink a cup of coffee right now and be perfectly content.
Yeah.
Cold, though. Cold cup of coffee.
No hot?
No.
Ever?
No.
Okay.
No hot drinks at all.
A tea or an energy drink?
Oh. Are we doing it to wake up?
No.
Just to drink?
Nope, just to drink.
Tea, then.
Tea? Movie.
Yeah, comedy? I'm going to take that back, actually. What? I apologize. Energy drink.
You're going energy drink?
Yeah, there's a lot more flavor varieties.
Okay.
I love tea, don't get me wrong. I do like tea, but I feel like before coming up, if I would have grabbed that tea that was in the refrigerator,
yeah,
or the C4 that I'm drinking, I would have stuck with the C4.
Okay. All right, movie time. Comedy or horror?
Comedy.
Same, comedy. I'm not a big, you know, it's interesting. As a kid or a young adult, I really enjoyed horror movies.
Yeah.
I have no desire to watch them anymore.
No, they scare the shit out of me.
Yeah. Because
I think of the reality of
correct.
What people do.
Correct.
And if I watch a horror movie, then I'm constantly not sleeping and looking out the freaking, I don't know what it is. Last night, it's been a while, I was on my Facebook and I was on going through whatever, you know, like the shorts for mm-hmm. YouTube. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with my algorithm, and I apologize for my language today, but all it was like horror stuff. Like, oh, look at this weird, and I don't usually go on Facebook at all.
Yeah.
And it's like, look at this, and it was like a pair of eyes sneaking, like looking up. I'm like, literally half the night I was like, I'm waiting for someone to come busting through my door.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Huh.
I'm good.
Number 29. Chick-fil-A or Raising Cane's?
Chick-fil-A.
I'm going Raising Cane's because of the Texas toast.
Texas toast is good. I'll give you that.
And their sauce is good. I don't think their chicken is superior.
I think the Chick-fil-A sauce is better, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
If Chick-fil-A had Texas toast,
mm-hmm.
it would probably be the ultimate.
That's fair.
I think the sauces at Chick-fil-A are better. I think the Chick-fil-A sauce itself is better. But you don't like sweet. So that's why I could see where you like the Raising Cane sauce more than the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah.
Because the Chick-fil-A sauce is very sweet.
It is. Okay. This one's going to be tough.
Okay.
Mongolian barbecue or hibachi? I'm going Mongolian barbecue.
That sounds really good
right now. I haven't had Mongolian barbecue since the last time you and I went. It's probably been a year.
That sounds like I kind of want that for dinner right now.
Where would be the closest?
Hold on real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, princess, come on in. Hi.
Hey, we have a guest star.
Come on in.
Hello.
Come here. I haven't seen you in 2 days. Come give me a hug.
Get over here.
Hi. I missed you.
We have a guest appearance. What's up, little lady?
Can you say hi? Did you have fun? Yeah. You want to chill and hang out with us for the rest of the episode? Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
She can answer some of these as well, actually.
Okay. What was your last one? Here, go close the door real quick.
So, the Mongolian barbecue or hibachi?
Mongolian barbecue. I want it for dinner now.
Yeah, I want to go back to that one on Douglas. That one on Douglas that we went to.
Yeah, that was good.
I actually liked it better than the one that we also went to on Sunset.
Okay, yeah. I missed the old JJ's.
JJ's Mongolian.
That was the place.
Yep, that was.
Yep. Sorry for the background noise.
We have a gymnast in the house.
Yeah, so.
All right. Let's see here. Hey, little lady, would you pick Burger King or McDonald's?
I'm talking to the microphone.
Burger King or McDonald's?
Say it right in there.
McDonald's.
Ooh. I'm picking McDonald's too.
I'm going Burger King because of the Whopper.
Chicken nuggets
are superior.
Chicken nuggets
to any other fast food chicken nugget.
If we're going breakfast, Burger King French toast sticks.
There you go again with the sweets.
They're just so good.
All right, number 32: regular water or flavored water?
Flavored water.
I don't like flavored water.
Okay. Flavored water or regular water? Like what kind of flavor? Whatever flavor you want. Strawberry flavored water.
Okay. All right. What about, hey, little lady, you ready for this one?
Yeah, come sit on my lap and so you can talk to the microphone.
Okay. Ketchup or barbecue sauce? Ketchup? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What about for you?
Barbecue sauce.
I think I'm going barbecue sauce as well. All right. 30-minute nap or a 3-hour nap?
30-minute nap or a 3-hour nap? Or no nap? No nap.
Gosh. That's cool.
Is time not an issue? Or are we talking being realistic?
No, time is not an issue.
I'll still go 30 minutes, to be honest
with you. I'm going 30 minutes as well. I feel like my day is completely wrecked if I take a 3-hour nap.
Yeah, I agree.
Which just, not good. All right, number 35, the last one.
The last question.
Glock or Sig?
I knew you were going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have answered this already. Glock or Sig, which one?
I do not know what that means.
That's good.
I did shoot a performance trigger a couple weeks ago.
And?
Absolutely incredible. It actually basically shoots like a Sig.
Okay.
I would say Sig, though.
You would say Sig. Okay. Well, everyone knows I'm going Glock. I'm trying to see if there's any ones that she could answer. Oh, all right, little lady.
Got a question for you.
Would you rather eat at a restaurant or have your dad make dinner? Any restaurant, doesn't matter.
What would you prefer? Say it. Say, dad make dinner.
Dinner.
Okay, let's see here. What else? Would you rather go to the ocean or the mountains?
Ocean.
Just
like your mother.
Okay. Mountains. What about ocean. Milk or juice?
Ooh, that's a good question. Milk or juice?
I do not know.
If you had to pick one.
If we could go downstairs right now and you could have milk or juice, which one would you want?
I would want milk.
Milk? Okay.
Chocolate milk or regular milk?
Chocolate.
What about strawberry milk?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. Do you like winter or summer? So winter, it's cold. Summer, it's hot.
By her outfit, I'm going to say...
yeah, summer.
Summer. Winter or summer?
Summer.
Summer, yeah. Okay.
Because then we get to go in the pool.
Oh,
there you go.
There we go.
Are you going to come over for a lot of swimming time this summer? Okay, good. Let's see if there's any more that she could answer.
Coffee or tea?
None.
None. Good answer. What about Chick-fil-A or Raising Cane's?
I don't think you've ever had Raising Cane's.
Oh, well, we need to change that.
Here. Chick-fil-A or In-N-Out?
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the big question. In-N-Out or Whataburger?
Whataburger.
In-N-Out or Whataburger? Whataburger.
No. Yeah.
In-N-Out? She's never had a burger, so man. I can't even let her. That's not funny. Fair to answer.
I just said, like, what is water?
What is Whataburger?
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
All right. 35 done in the books.
I like it. Oh, we got a little singer over here, I guess.
Good.
Well, that was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're going to have an episode with us two and these two and do the same thing.
Ooh.
Good questions.
And we could make it kid-friendly.
Yeah, kid-friendly.
I like it.
But I think that this or that with the kids, I think that would be fun. Would you do that? Would you want to do that?
Do a podcast with Scotland and me?
Yeah. Yes. You want to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do it next weekend.
Yeah. Sounds good?
Yeah. We'll
do this and that. Okay.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast.
Oh, keep
going. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow all our social media platforms. And hey, don't forget Patreon. Thank you to all of our members.
Thank you very much.
Is that it? Did I do it right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, do you want me to do it? I mean, you let it.
No, I like my version.
You like your version? Okay. Yeah, well, then I'll go. Same. Outro.